Sarah, Dylan Beaver's update, how he's doing.
You get the MRI earlier this morning. We just got the results back here a little bit ago, so they're going through them right now. So you guys should hear something, and I should hear something here in probably the next half hour or so.
Is there anything new on Jordan Westbrook?
Yeah, he got the met with Meister evaluation, and they're going through the options. Next steps, what he wants to do. So he's speaking with Meister, his agent, and his support team, and kind of figure out what his next steps are.
How much do you feel for Jordan so far this year, a guy who really wanted to be a big part of this team, he really wanted to be a big part of this team, and he's had to really be away this whole time?
Yeah, it sucks. I feel for him. I feel for all of our guys that get hurt. You know, like you see the work they put in every day during the season, spring training, the off-season work they put in. And in Jordan's case, it's, you know, the oblique, you know, it was the arm, rehabbing the arm. It's a lot, you know, especially for him. And we keep him talking with him. He's hanging in there, you know, best he could, but also, like, it weighs on you. You know, like, you want to be out here. You want to be out here competing, being with the boys, playing the game he loves, and he's just hamstringed by this right now. So, that sucks. I feel for him.
To that, I mean, as you guys are trying to find that consistency on the field, how challenging is it when you have just multiple injuries just kind of flaring up, kind of all in that same time frame, it feels like?
Yeah, it doesn't make it any easier, you know. But I think our guys, the next man up mentality is real. Like, I think all of our guys are go out there and ready to compete. It doesn't matter who we have. We're still going out there and try to win the game. You know, but for us, we gotta look at things differently, do things differently. You know, like, whatever's been done, like, we got to try to do whatever and evaluate every aspect to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of our guys and we're doing the right thing around here. And that's something where I'm challenging the whole staff on. So that's a point of emphasis right now. But like I said, yeah, like all our guys getting hurt, it stinks, it sucks. You know, you feel for the guys that are hurt, but also it gives opportunity to somebody else, you know, and that's why all of our guys have to be ready at any point in time to take on the challenge, whether it be here with us in Baltimore, or guys in Norfolk, or so on. You know, you never know when your name's going to be called and have an opportunity. You got to be ready for it.
Did you ever imagine that the injury bug would be this widespread in the middle of that?
No, it's one of those things where this game is the most unpredictable game there is, right? We play every day. And that's why, like, we have to prepare everyone, you know, and that's why kind of going into it, I like to play everyone, like all 13 position players, like, because you never know when your time is going to be called, where you have to step in and be ready to go. And also, you want to try to make sure that the guys are being taken care of, not running to the ground, you know, early in the year. So that's something that I'm always mindful of. I was mindful of this year. And that's something where we're going to continue to get better at behind the scenes, because something has to happen and make some adjustments. But also, you know, moving forward, we got all of our guys have to be ready to play and go out there and compete and win.
What did you see from Kyle Bradish's last time out that gives you confidence he maybe has turned the corner here?
Yeah, the biggest thing that stood out with KB, made a slight delivery change. You know, he always pitches from the stretch. It's not like he always has like a high leg kick. You know, it's smaller than most, but also, and then, but his last outing, he made it a little quicker and shorter. And that kind of seemed to, that time pressure kind of organize his body a little more efficiently to get down the slope a little faster. And we saw that with the strike quality and his pitch quality as well. I think we all know that KB has four elite pitches, and his calling card is being able to be relentless in the strike zone, force weak contact, and the ability to punch guys out. And I think that's what we saw last start. And also when he's efficient in the strike zone, it gives him the ability to pitch deeper into games. So hopefully he can carry that on till today.
How important is it for you guys to get back on track for your starting rotation, to start performing the way that you guys were expecting coming into the season?
Yeah, I think that's something that's never going to change in this game. I have all the changes that's kind of happened over time, the evolution of this game. A couple things always got to stay true. It's started pitching and defense, timely hitting, like that's never going to change. So with that starting pitching group, they're working their butts off, you know, and you know, I trust here soon that our guys will be going deeper into games, and especially the way our bullpen is throwing. They're throwing the ball well. We've asked a lot of them, taken a lot, and they've answered the bell. But also when our starters are rolling, you know, that's why they're starting pitchers. And that's why they understand that. And I bank on them throughout the rest of the year of being really efficient. And that's something where we're starting to see the guys turn the corner and settle in.
What's the internal battle like for a player to, like there's probably one frame of mind where you want to stick with your approach, you stick with your mechanics, but then in Bradish's case, make a slight mechanical adjustment at a certain point in the season to see if it works. What's that battle like in deciding whether to make a change or stick with what maybe was the approach you had throughout the offseason?
Yeah, it's always a struggle. It's always the battle. You know, a lot of players, not speaking for KB, but not him, but just in general, like they always revert back to what's comfortable, right? And sometimes, especially as your body's changing, you know, everyone's getting older and you're playing through injuries sometimes or banged up, and so you have to compensate somewhere or whatever the case may be. And, you know, you have to make adjustments throughout the year, throughout your career. You know, that's why I always say, like, guys that play 10 years in the big leagues, doesn't happen by accident. You always have to make adjustments, develop. And in KB, it's, you know, you made a great adjustment, you know, and that's something where when you have, especially now, everything is quantified, right? In this game, like there's numbers, there's monitoring, there's everything you could possibly think of. So when you use that in the right way, as far as a teaching tool, developmental tool, is, you know, to get players to kind of see the best versions of themselves, what it could be and potentially could be. And that's where the coaching aspect comes into. You know, I think that's where sometimes a misconception is a lot of this data and tracking is for performance and evaluation. You know, that to me, that's far from the case. Like, you can use all these different types of tools as far as helping the players develop to the best versions of themselves. And that's what KB is doing right now.
You guys have scored 3 runs or less, 6 straight games. What are you seeing from the lineup collectively? And what do you think is holding you guys back from breaking out of the streak?
Yeah, I think it's the ebbs and flows of the season. Starting pitching is extremely difficult. You know, I think we're running, everyone we face is just started pitching in the big leagues. And to get to that point, you have to be really good to do that, really good stuff. You know, and the guys are pitching us tough. And for us, that's not an excuse. You know, we have to, I think our approach has been great. We've been getting off our swings. We just haven't collectively had that big inning. You know, that big inning has had eluding us. But I love our bat quality consistently every night. We just got to get the big hit. Like yesterday with the bases loaded, you know, Ward hit the fly ball, just wasn't deep enough. And then Natalie hit a ground ball hard, just right at it. Rosario turned double play. So, you know, for us, it's, if you have the cheat code to hit the ball and find some empty grass, I would love to have it, you know, but our guys are working.
O'Neal had the big walk the other night, doubles last night. Do you feel like just his overall bat quality been better the last couple of days with that game?
Yeah, I agree. I started to see him trying to get his timing back kind of in Miami with some of the bats he had, you know, and his pinch hit bats have been great. And yeah, that last, you know, the double yesterday, like I said, that walk he had against Weathers to kind of set up Mayo was outstanding. You know, so for me, that's where guys, when you're seeing the ball well, you're working the count, drawing walks, and still being productive, even though your swing's not feeling great, it just tells me that you're seeing the ball well and, you know, you're owning the strike zone. And so the timing component is just, it's going to come, and we're starting to see that now with Tio.
Thanks,
guys.